Hello and welcome
to Talk Radio.
Health, finances, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Good afternoon and hello. This is Minister Renee Collins sitting in for Minister Sarette Sands. We thank you very much for listening today, and we will continue our program on fasting. Our theme for today is the acceptable fast, knowing God's will. Our scripture reference is taken from Isaiah 58, 3 through 11. And it reads as thus, "Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have you humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? Yet on the day of your fasting, you do as you please and exploit all your workers. Your fasting ends in quarreling and strife, and in strifing with each other with wicked fist. You cannot fast as you do today and expect your voice to be heard on high. Is this the kind of fast I have chosen? Only a day for people to humble themselves? Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying in a sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cord of the yoke and set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and provide the poor wanderers with shelter, when you see the naked to clothe them and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? When your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear, then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guide. Then you will call, the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, 'Here I am.' If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing fingers and malice talk, and if you spend yourself in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the need of the oppressed, then your light will rise into the darkness, and your night will become like noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your need in the sun-scorched land and will strengthen your fame." Amen. Thus is the reading of the Word of God. Once again, this is Minister Renee Collins sitting in for Minister Sarette Sands, and we welcome you this afternoon to Talk Radio. Once again, our theme for today is the acceptable fast, knowing God's will. Today we do have a guest, and we'd like to greet her now. We have Reverend Winsome McLean. Reverend Winsome McLean is an international minister of the gospel. She began ministering at the age of 16. Since then, she has traveled throughout the United States and the Caribbean, preaching and proclaiming the word of the Lord. In 1998, she was ordained evangelist under the auspice of Liberty Hall House of God in Decatur, Georgia. Evangelist McLean is fueled by a passion to fulfill God's mandate for these turbulent times. Reverend McLean ministers history includes teacher, youth pastor, choral director, and church council member and Christian radio host. Reverend McLean earned her BA degree in psychology from Georgia State University and furthered her studies with an earned master's degree in marriage and family therapy with a specialized focus in Christian couple intimacy and sexuality from Richmond Graduate University in Atlanta, Georgia. Evangelist McLean is an ordained reverend in the Church of God, Cleveland, Tennessee. Not afraid to deal with hard, relevant issues, Reverend McLean has conducted seminars and conferences to address some of the relevant and vastly ignored topics of our day. Reverend McLean is currently working under the auspices of Community Partnership Group and Children's Service Council to assist preteens and teenagers in Palm Beach County to reduce teen pregnancy, reduce suspensions, and school dropouts. Minister McLean is also the president and CEO of Bread of Life Consultation and Counseling Center, Inc., and assists individual couples and families with counseling service. Reverend McLean is the co-pastor of Bread of Life International Church of God and works tirelessly with her husband, Bishop Harvey McLean, to minister to the total man. Please welcome now Reverend Winsome McLean.
God bless you. Minister Renee, it's great to be with you this morning or this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Pastor McLean, if you could just give a short prayer and then we'll go into our discussion topic for today.
Okay, wonderful. Father, we just honor you this day, knowing that this is the day that you have made and you said that we ought to rejoice and be glad therein. And we just give you praise and honor today, O God. We ask that you would just bless and sanctify our time together, cause that there would be something said today that would breathe life into even a dead situation, something that would be said today that would inspire, that would transform, that would renew the hearts and the minds of your children. So we just place everything in your hands right now, and we ask that you go before us, O God, and make our way clear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor McLean. Once again, this is Minister Renee Collins sitting in for Minister Surrett Sands. Our topic discussion today is fasting and the will of God.
Yes.
Pastor McLean, if you could expound just a little bit on fasting and the will of God and the importance of fasting, as pointed out in Isaiah 58 through 3 through 11.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And let me just say to Minister Sand, who I met yesterday over the phone, a great God bless you and thank you for this opportunity. I just wanted to take a few minutes to look from the book of Isaiah 58 as we're talking about fasting and the will of God. And some of the things that stands out for me as it relates to this text is that fasting is a trifold experience. Sometimes we look at fasting, depending on who you're talking to, as a physiological experience, meaning that, you know, we understand that physiologically when we fast, it allows our internal organs to take a rest. It allows them to revive and to rejuvenate. But fasting is so much more than that. It is also a psychological experience, because it is through fasting that the Lord really begins to reveal to self those areas where we need him to make some changes in our lives. And I believe firmly that the more that I fast, the closer I get to God. And the closer I get to God, the closer I get to myself. The more he begins to reveal to me who I really am. And you know, we're talking about the will of God this morning. And in order for me to know God's will for my life, first and foremost, I have to know God. I have to give him space and room in my life. I have to allow him to take residence in order for me to begin to understand what he has called me to. So also from a psychological perspective, when I fast, it helps me to love myself. It helps me to love and to care for myself, and then I can transition that into the care of others, because Isaiah said it in the text where he said, when we see the naked, will we not clothe them? When we see those who are oppressed, will we not come to their rescue? So that's a mind thing, you know. That's a psychological dynamic that if I don't love myself, I'm not going to necessarily reach out for you. Or if I reach out to you and I neglect myself, then how can I truly say that I love myself? Amen. And so, you know, fasting is definitely also a psychological experience, but above all, it is a spiritual experience. And when I say that, what I mean is love and hate cannot dwell in the same temple. You know, we end up loving one and hating the other, or vice versa. And so fasting is a spiritual experience in that it brings me to a place in God where I can begin to solidify the relationship that I have with Him. You know, we talk about the vertical and the horizontal relationships that we experience as believers, and we can never neglect that vertical experience. We need God. We need His enablement. We need His strength. We need His discernment. We need His anointing. And so as I fast and I pull away from that which is pleasurable, I pull away from that which is satisfying to my flesh, I allow my spirit man to arise. I allow my spirit man to know that it's not about my flesh and satisfying what my flesh wants, but I love God above that particular component of my life. And so, you know, fasting is so multifaceted. It's not just, you know, I'm fasting from food, or I'm fasting from Facebook, or I'm fasting from Snapchat. It's so much more than that when we really take God at His word and look at the dynamics of what He presents to us in this thing that we call fasting.
Amen. Pastor McLean, I hear the connection between the health side of fasting as well as the mental side of fasting and your relationship with God and being able to strengthen that through fasting. Could you just talk about that just a little bit more, please?
Sure. As believers, we have to understand that the Lord spoke to His disciples in the New Testament, and they came back to Him, and they were disappointed because they weren't able to cast out devils, and they weren't able to operate in the fullness of the function that they saw Jesus operate and manifest in. And the Lord turned to them, and He said, "Well, some things can only be dealt with through prayer and fasting." And again, I believe that the Lord wasn't necessarily speaking to the Holy Spirit or the lack thereof. I believe that He was speaking to some of the deficiencies within the disciples. You know, the Lord said to Peter, He said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to save you and I'm going to strengthen you. And when, you know, when you get converted, go and get your brothers, go and get those that are left behind. And so sometimes we have some internal spiritual deficiencies that prevent us from truly operating in the fullness of God's anointing. And so if I am angry all the time, if I have contentment, and if I have resentment and leftover hurts and, you know, all sorts of things in my life, these things are going to provide or cause a barrier between myself and the spirit realm and my ability to truly function the way that God has ordained for me to function. And so spiritually, it is imperative that we deal with our internal issues, our internal struggles, because they provide this gap between our ability to truly connect with God. And so on a spiritual level, some of us need to really identify, you know, what is that thing that keeps me separated from God? What is that emotion that keeps me separated from God? What is that past experience that keeps me separated from God? You know, I like to put it this way. Sometimes, you know, when you invite people to your house, there are certain places in your house that are conducive for company. You know, we invite them into the living room, into the kitchen, into the, you know, the guest bathroom and places like that. But when it comes to your bedroom, that's your private, you know, place. So you won't necessarily invite everyone there. And sometimes we do that with God. We allow Him to be in certain places, and then certain places we don't allow Him to go. So as we fast spiritually, it's really allowing God to step into all of those places that we have in time past told Him that He cannot enter.
Thank you, Pastor Winsome McLean. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm sure that Minister Sands is really excited to have you speak to the listening audience today, and hopefully we'll invite you back another time. Once again, this is Minister Renee Collins sitting in for Minister Surette Sam, and today's theme is the acceptable fast, knowing God's will, and our scripture references for Isaiah 58, 3 through 11. Please read those in your spare time. And God bless you all. We thank you so much for listening in. And until next time, thank you. God bless you.
Have a doctor's advice. And so, if you, we're going to.